Brother Dave in the back's looking for a job, and I wanted to see if anybody here knew of any jobs that maybe he could check out. And Moses, we call him Moses. What's his name? What's, huh?
Barkley.
Barkley. He's looking for a job. They'd like to have a job. And I thought Zach, construction company up here, was hiring. And if anybody knows of any jobs, tell him tonight that he can go check them out and give him a holler, fill out an application. I was trying to see if we had somebody on the inside that could get them in as laborers and stuff. So he said he's willing to do anything. So that's a blessing. Anything that would come along, if you got something they could do, that'd be a blessing. Take your Bible, look at 1 John tonight, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And it's been a good week so far, been a blessing. I'm glad that the rain's quitting. Amen. I'm glad of that. Oh, what a blessing. I've been talking about doing my roof for the past months, and it's been raining or something else come up. I can't get to it. And I told Linda, I said, I'm going to get on that thing, and we're going to get it done. They're over there, and got a room over in Washington, and they're enjoying the scenery going over. And I told them next week, Lord willing, or a week after, my grandkids will be here Thursday from Georgia, some of them. And I wanted them to be able to go. I want to go up to, Brother LeBou wants to go to the, what do you call it, Statue of Liberty. They want to go there. And I'd like to be able to take the grandkids and go up there and do that on one day during the week. And we're going to go to Brother Mike Veach's church and meet up with him. And if he's able to be able to take us, because Mike Veach knows his way around. And Josh was telling us we can get on the train and catch the train from Mike Veach's church and then go right down to the ferry, go over to Staten Island, all that kind of stuff. But that's something we're planning on trying to do, to take the kids and let them get a look around. But it's a blessing to be able to go out and see that stuff and it's nation's history. I thank God for America. Amen.
Amen.
1 John 4, we're going to get into spirits tonight. Spirits. You know, down the liquor store down there, they call it wine and spirits. And when people drink that stuff, you get a spirit about you.
Amen.
And if you haven't noticed, in this world, there's some people that's full of some spirits.
Amen.
And they get full of spirits, and it's unclean spirit. Now, the child of God, like I was preaching about Sunday, you got the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells you, it commands you to be filled with the Spirit. When you got saved, you got the Holy Ghost. You got it. But your Bible tells you to be filled with the Spirit. You say, well, ain't that the same? No, it's not the same. The being filled with the Spirit is when you're reading the Word of God, you're praying, saying, Lord, I want you to have your will and way in my life. I want you to take control of this body. When you got saved, God put the Spirit inside you, but it's up to you whether you're going to let him run it, if you're going to let him take control of your body. And your body is not your own. The Bible says you're bought with a price. So the Holy Spirit of God is inside you. You say, can a Christian get an unclean spirit? Can a Christian get an unclean spirit? Yeah, you can. A Christian can get unclean spirit. Now, not indwelt in you like permanent, like the Holy Spirit is, but you can get unclean spirit in you. And you mess with something, you mess with music. Spirits come through music, through statues, through all kinds of things. You can pick up unclean spirits. You ever notice when you walk into somebody's house and they're arguing, they're fighting, and they walk in and you could feel it. There's something there. There's a spirit there, and it comes on, it'll start trying to keep the argument going. It'll try to get you going and try to get you mad. And there's a spirit of anger. People are angry. They're upset. There's a spirit that goes along with drugs, when people are doing drugs. We used to sit around when I got saved, and the guys would talk about the things that they'd seen they done while they were on unclean spirits or doing drugs. And pharmaceutical, that word is, you know, if you look it up, it talks about witchcraft. It talks about a wizardry and pharmaceutical stuff.
Right.
So when you take that stuff, you're taking in a spirit, and it's not God's spirit. And you're taking in something. Now, the Bible says, believe not, beloved, believe not every spirit. There's going to be spirits talking to you. When you got saved, you got God's Spirit, you got God's Holy Spirit inside you, and that Holy Spirit will speak to you, and he'll show you, but he'll guide you. The Bible says he'll guide you in all truth. I remember praying. I couldn't read or write, and I remember praying, saying, Lord, I'm stupid. Lord God, I'm just stupid. I need your help. And I think my battery went dead or something here. And I said, I need your help. I need you to guide me. I need your protection. And God always came through. I had people telling me you had to speak in tongues to be saved. And I prayed about it. I said, Lord, and I went to the churches that they did that. I went to I told a guy, you go to church with me, I'll go to church with you. And I went and you know, they were trying to get me to speak in tongues. And they tell you, let your tongue loose. I said, man, I ain't let my tongue loose. If I let my tongue loose, it'd be bad. Because I used to have a bad tongue. And the Bible says it's a wicked thing. And it says, believe not every spirit. There's going to be spirits telling you to commit suicide. There'll be spirits telling you all kinds of stuff. I mean, people taking, you see these boys going into schools with guns. What do you think, that's God's spirit telling them to do something like that? No. That right there shows you that there is unclean spirits. There's devils and unclean spirits around. And man, and when these young men, they're messing with something. In this day and time, like Brother Ken was saying to me the other night, and you all did the same thing. You used to carry a shotgun in the back window of your truck. You had a rifle. And in Washington, D.C., I didn't grow up like that. We couldn't do that stuff. But we carry guns and stuff like, you know, out on the street. But in Washington, you know, that was different. But in a day and time where you got people going, young men going in killing other people in schools, something's taking over their minds. God's, you know, it's not God. It's unclean spirit taking over their mind. Now, you'll find that all the way through the Bible. And Paul dealt with people with unclean spirits. And I've dealt with some people foaming at the mouth. And I've dealt with some people that had, you know, different type of things that happened in their life, and I've had to deal with it. And you say, the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. Amen. Now, you got God's spirit inside you, and if you let God control this body, it'll come out right. Amen. And you'll marry the right, I mean, everything will come out right if you let God control it. If you don't, then you listen to yourself or your another spirit, you'll end up making a mess out of your life. Amen. You'll make a mess out of it. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit. And this is talking about, you know, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We're talking about false prophets. Jim Jones was one of those guys. Jim Jones, how many of y'all remember Jim Jones? He went down to South America, told everybody we're going to have paradise down in South America. He goes down and trying to get everybody's money and is up drinking Kool-Aid and killing everybody. And they say that Jim Jones is still alive. He really didn't kill him. He took all the money and ran. But I think they proved that he was dead. But then you got David Koresh. You always got these guys that come along. The Bible calls them antichrist. And they'll come along. They'll say, well, don't you listen to the Bible. Don't read the Bible. Don't do all that stuff. And you listen to me. And that's what you got with the Pope. The Pope does the same thing. The Pope just came out and said the other day, it's all right to be gay. I mean, you can be a homosexual. That's fine. He and the priests all do that. They molesting boys. And I had a woman down in Texas tell me this, and it was a preacher's wife. She said she works at Texas A&M. And she took me and Brother Jimmy Chandler in the room and said, I got to tell you this story. And we went in there, and Brother Glenn told her to tell us. And we go in the room, and she's crying. She's telling us about this guy she works with. She said, I've been witnessing this guy for years. And he wouldn't. He said he didn't believe in God, didn't want to hear nothing about God. He said, God's dead. If God's alive, then he's dead, or he's just deaf or whatever. He was making fun of it. And she was upset, and she said, tell me why. Why won't you listen? Why won't you hear? And he told when he was a little boy. He was raised in, I guess it was in Texas or somewhere down south. And he said, as a little boy, his parents would let all the parents in the parish would let the kids go to the nunnery or to the priest barracks. And he said, they would go there. The parents thought they were getting instructed and helped, but they were all being molested and raped. And he said, as they were dragging him down the hallway, he went by a room where a young little girl was in there, about 10, 11 years old, a friend of his they played with, and she was screaming, and she was begging for him to help, and he broke loose from the priest and ran out the door and went to the woods, and the priest ran out after him trying to catch him, and he couldn't catch him, and he heard that girl scream and scream and scream, then he didn't hear her scream anymore. He said he waited. He was watching in the woods because he was going to be there all day. And he said he wouldn't go back to the barracks or whatever they had, to their house. And he said he watched them as they drug that little girl's body out and put it in a blanket outside the back door. And they called the local sheriff, which was a Catholic, and he came out there. And then they said, well, some bum came by here and raped her and killed her. They blamed him and was one of the priests. And the archbishop came and blessed the body and all that stuff and told the parents and all. And he said that priest got away with murder. He said he grew up with such hatred in his heart that he swore when he grew up he was going to kill them guys. He was going to kill them all. Amen. And you know what? Looking at it, you couldn't blame the guy. And he said he never got a chance to do it. He never did it. He said the guy died. He said, but he wanted to kill them all. And he said, if there's a God, why did he let that happen? And she said, well, I know this. There is a God. Amen. And he cares. And there's people that do things that's just like Adam and Eve. And all this stuff comes from sin, goes down through, and people messing with spirits, messing with all kinds of junk they shouldn't be messing with. Those kids were innocent. But in this world, innocent people suffer.
That's right.
In this world, innocent people suffer. Because, you know, here's in the name of God, there's people. You look at these Muslims, they're killing people in the name of God. The last things they were saying when they flew them planes in Twin Towers, they were talking about God. Not my God. They were talking about the God of Allah. And there's a lot of wicked stuff done in the name of God. And there's some stuff that goes on. And the Bible tells us as Christians, we're supposed to try the spirits. You better, you know, if you feel like I need to do this, I need to do that. The devil always does this. He'll try to get you to move before God wants you to move.
Amen.
Or he'll try to get you to lag behind and when God says, come on.
Amen.
And the devil's job is to kind of keep you off balance, to keep you messed up, to try to.
Amen.
And that's why, you know, we around here, we always get up saying, read your Bible. Pray, seek God, ask the Lord to help you. Lord, help me. Who do you want me to marry? You said, does God know that? Yes, God knows who. What do you want me to do? You need to try the spirits. You need to say what you say, Lord, if this is you, increase it. And give me a scripture on it. Because God honors his word, and his word is truth.
Amen.
So when you say, if God wants me to, I have so many people come to me, God wants me to do this, God wants me to do that. And it's just that they want to do it.
That's right. Amen.
It's not what God wants. And it's like I said, the devil will try to get you to jump or lag behind. And you got to be careful about saying, God want me to do this, God want me to do that. Say, Lord, I'm praying about this. I'm asking God if he wants me to do it, I'm available. And like Bob Jones Sr. used to say, the best ability a man could have is availability. Be available for whatever God wants you to do. But Bible says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. And you got religion that's saying they're of God. The Mormons, and look what it says. It says, hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. Now, the Mormons claim that Jesus Christ, they say, oh, yeah, we believe in Jesus Christ, but they don't believe he's God.
That's right.
Yeah. The Jehovah's Witnesses, they believe in Jesus Christ. They'll say, oh, yeah, we believe in Jesus Christ, but they don't believe he's God.
That's right.
And the Catholic Church believe in Jesus Christ, but they don't believe his salvation is in the church. And so you got all these religions that come along that try to teach things and try to confuse you. And the devil uses religion
right.
to confuse people, to mess you up. You got to be careful about who you hang around with.
Amen.
The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed?
Amen.
You can't walk with the world, man, after you got saved. You can't. Why? Because they don't have the same spirit you got. Now, you can try to see them get saved, but you can't hang around with them. I found that out after I got saved. I started trying to hang around my old buddies. I love my friends. I loved them. And, man, every time I got around them, they messed me up. I got messed up. I was too weak to stand on my own, spiritually speaking.
Yep.
And what happens, the Bible says, try the spirits, know whether it's God or not. You got to, and this is talking about false prophets and all that, but you can try. I'm going to show you some other scripture here in a minute. But the Bible tells you to try the spirit. And why? In the last days, the Bible talks about there's going to be a spirit, and the spirit's going to get more aggressive. And I've worked on houses, roofing, and I've been up on a house that they had seances and all that stuff in it. It was a three-story. I was up there working while I was going to Bible school, working on this house, and I was tearing the roof off. And one night I was down near, I was right at dusk in the wintertime, around 5:30. I was right down near the edge of the roof, and I felt these hands hit me in the back. And man, I screamed. God help, Lord! I'm screaming. I climbed up to the edge of the roof, and I mean, I sat there going, "Oh God!" My heart was. I felt them hands. I felt them hit me. Man, I've told y'all about all these unclean spirits and stuff, that things has happened. I was telling this story about the unclean spirits, about hands hit me in the back. And Brother Terry Sweeney was working on a furnace up here at this Catholic, used to be a Catholic convent or whatever, the school. And Brother Terry was firing up the burner up there, the boiler, and he said he thought Samson and all the guys came in there, and he said while he fired it up, these hands hit him in the back and tried to throw him in there, and he looked around, and he said, "Quit it, guys, come on, man, he ain't playing," and he looked around, and something went up the steps. You said, "Do you believe in spirits?" Yes, I do. I believe there's spirits. And I believe there's unclean spirits that whisper in people's ears. I believe there's unclean spirits that can be in a house. I've had people call me up and say, will you come over and pray over my house? And I said, yeah, I'll come over. And I take it as an opportunity to go over and witness somebody and try to talk to them about getting in church, being faithful. And I said, what kind of movies do you? I'm going to tell you something. The movies that you watch bring spirits. The music that you listen to brings spirits. They bring spirits. And there's a spirit like in some of the rock and roll and the Motown mostly is more sexual. It's more sexual kind of thing. It's a sexual spirit. And then rock and roll is more aggressive, and then it gets you wanting to get high and get drunk. And that's why whenever you go to a bar, they don't have all the lights on like in here. They don't have the lights on, and they don't have everything bright and clean and looking. I mean, they got it down low, got the music blasting, and they got, man, people screaming and yelling at each other, trying to talk to each other, and they're drinking spirits. They're drinking spirits. And before long, a guy will be drinking something, and anybody looks good to him, you know. He'll be drunk. He'll want to go home with anybody. And that's what happens in bars and all that stuff, that every night, every day, every night. And people messing with spirits. They wake up the next day and go, my God, and they catch some kind of venereal disease. Right. And they get all that stuff. So you mess with spirits, man. And the spirits, unclean spirits, are constantly trying to mess your mind up. That's why people, you got people control, they're controlled by pills, and that's that controlled by pills that where they'll take a gun, they'll jump off a building, they'll do all kinds of stuff, trying to kill themselves. They'll sit around and cry in a corner, don't know why they're crying, just sit there and cry. I'm just so depressed. I'm so depressed. Everybody's talking about, I'm so depressed. That's an unclean spirit, man. Unclean spirits like to mess with you. I'll tell you, my dad used to say, "You bored?" These days, kids always say, "I'm bored," but they want to play. They want to play the video games, and there's spirits that come with the video games.
That's right, amen.
A woman went to a concert. Her daughter wanted to go to a concert. It was supposed to be a Christian concert, and she went to this concert, and they were in there, you know, everybody banging, headbangers and all that stuff, and they were playing the music, and they were getting down, and she said she felt this unclean spirits, man. She sees, you know, if you know, they like how they teach people how to know the real thing about money and counterfeit is have the real thing. When you have the real thing, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, and you felt the presence of the Holy Ghost, and you know when the Holy Spirit is moving in your life, and you know when he's dealing with you, and then all you got to do is be around something that's not like the Holy Ghost, you'll know there's an unclean spirit in the room. And this woman said she was sitting there, and she said these, and it was supposed to be a Christian concert, and it was a bunch of rock and roll and junk, and she said she was sitting there, and she felt something climbing up her back, like her hair going up on the back of her head, and she said she looked around and looked up in the balcony. There was two guys standing up there, supposed to be a Christian concert, with hoodies on, all covered like in Satan worship, and they're going like this, standing there. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil wants to mess up Christians.
Right.
Look at the Christian kids these days.
Amen.
They're messed up, a lot of them. Yeah. Messed up. Messed up. The parents, we got a generation, the Bible says, don't know God.
Right.
We got a generation come along. Now, I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying all of them. We got remnants of Christian kids trying to do what's right. But to this day and time, people are messing with unclean spirits, and they don't even realize what they're doing. They're so used to it.
They don't even know what bathroom to use.
They don't even know what bathroom to use. That's unclean spirits, man. And it got God so mad where he burnt the place up, man. Take your Bible, look at 1 John chapter 4. Look what the Bible says this. Here, I believe you say, are we in the last? I believe we're close to it. I believe we're close to the last days. We're getting closer as the days go by. Now, the Bible tells us this. It says, try the spirits and know if they're of God or not. Talking about it can be religion in religion. Yeah, I tell people, if you want to know how that King James Bible is the Word of God, just check it out.
Amen.
Check it out. I mean, you start checking things out. You start checking, weighing it out. You start checking out references. And you'll find out the devil has something behind trying to change this book.
Right.
He tries to change it because he doesn't like it.
Amen.
Jehovah Witnesses used to, they said, well, we used to use the King James Bible. Isn't it funny how the Mormons come knock on your door and they'll have a King James Bible like this and they'll say, let's give you the Book of Mormons.
That's right.
I've got the Book of Mormons. I've got in here. They'll say, we'll give you the Book of Mormons. They say, oh, we have a King James Bible, but this is the addition to this. I said, no, it ain't. It ain't an addition to that. They try to give you a counterfeit all the time. You need to check it out. Try the spirits. Look what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And we got Christian kids growing up in Christian homes and Christian churches departing from the faith.
That's right.
Once delivered to the saints. Why? Unclean spirits.
Amen.
They're messing. They said, well, I don't want to be in the bondage anymore. I feel like I've been in bondage. I got saved. I went to church. I had 1,500 times, went to 2,500. And I got in there. I was just so excited to be in church. And, man, I felt my chains were taking off. And I felt, man, I was free.
Amen.
Free. And, man, all these kids are wanting to get out where I was at.
Yeah.
I thought, well, something ain't right, man.
Amen.
Something ain't right. I thank God for the truth. It says that depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Amen.
And they're trying to figure out why are these, I think they said it was 9 school shootings this year already. I don't know how many people killed. So they're trying to figure out, it's guns. No, man, it's not guns. It's not guns. If it was, you know, they're trying to say it's the gun. It's like saying the guy ran over all them people up in New York with a van. It's a van. It's the vans. It's the vans. No, it's people messing with seducing spirits.
Right.
And people can use anything for a weapon to kill people.
Yep.
Over in Israel, what they do is knives. They use knives.
Sure.
They go after the Jews over in Israel with knives. And they... It's like the Israeli soldiers said, why'd you come to a gunfight with a knife? You know, and they blow them away.
Amen.
But it says, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So then it goes on down, forbidding to marry. And it says, and commanding to abstain from meats. Who's that sound like? It sounds like a religion.
That's right.
It sounds like a religion. I'm telling you something, man. The most scariest place to go is in one of these... churches that they have. I mean, this church, even after we leave here, unclean spirits like to come in and suck in the vacuum. When he's in here praising God and you're praising the Lord and all that, praising and singing praises to him, unclean spirits, when we leave, we take the Holy Spirit out of here, they come in and they try to get suck in whatever praise or glory they can get. I've been in the office here and seen things stand at the back door. This guy asked me to come over. I've had a couple people ask me to come over and pray over their house. And a guy said this. He said, man, he said, when my daughter screamed one night, he said, I went down to her room. He said, I went to the room to open the door. Something came out the door and knocked me against the wall. And I seen it just a silhouette. And he said, went on by. And my daughter was in there screaming. She said, Daddy, this thing was standing. I woke up. I opened my eyes. It was standing at the edge of my bed. And I said, let me ask you something. What movies are you watching?
Right.
What are you listening to? I said, man, you need to get whatever junk's out of your house.
Amen.
Get it out of your house. Get the movies. People like, you know how people like to watch scary movies? They like to go see, and then they go, ooh, they like to watch. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. People like to get scared. They want to be scared. They don't want to fear God,
amen,
like the Bible says. But they want to be afraid of, you know, looking at a movie and unclean. You know, if they didn't have music with the thing,
right.
It wouldn't be scary. It'd be a comedy. A guy comes out, ah! The music is preparing you for. So the unclean spirits know about music. They know about vision and about sight. They use the ear, they use the eye. Unclean spirits do. Now look here. It says seducing spirits. And when a guy tries to get a woman seduced, what he tries to do is get her drunk. And when a man's drinking or a woman's drinking, they say this. The doc used to always say, he said, if a woman smoke, she'll drink. If she'll drink, she'll do anything.
That's right.
And same with a man.
Amen.
Same thing. And you get that stuff, man, it's doctrines of devil, seducing spirits. I don't want nothing to seduce me.
Amen.
I was seduced enough before I was saved. By unclean spirits. I used to be mad all the time. Want to hurt people. Wanted to do stuff to people. I got a brother that's got life in prison. One brother killed. I know about that stuff.
Amen.
I've been around that stuff. I don't want to be around that stuff no more.
Amen.
I know it when something shows up, when it's not right. I know it. It says, forbidding to marry, command to abstain from meats, which God created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth, for every creature of God, and so on. It says it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. It says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, look what it says, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. So you got to be careful about anything seducing you. You got to be careful. Why? The heart's deceitful, desperately wicked. You say, well, my child will never be that. No, your child just as wicked as anybody else's kid.
Amen.
My kids used to say to me, they used to always try to say this to me, what's the matter? You don't trust us? I said, nope.
Amen.
I wouldn't trust you as far as I could kick the building.
Amen.
I said, I don't even trust myself. Lester Roloff used to say that. I don't trust myself in broad daylight. Doc said Lester Roloff used to look in the mirror at himself and go, what are you up to, you dirty dog? You get the right attitude about yourself, you'll be fine.
That's right.
Find out you're no good.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's good.
Yeah. Amen.
Anything good about you is him.
Amen.
Look with me over to, where were we? Let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy 4. Now, a lot of times when you talk about unclean spirits, you think people are foaming at the mouth and they're all that stuff, they're coming out of the woodwork, and you know, like, isn't it something how the world has got a fascination with the walking dead?
Yeah.
The world, I mean, I know some people said, man, I got my video, I got my, what do you call it, DVR or whatever that thing is, VCR, I've got it set so I won't miss an episode of The Walking Dead. I remember as a kid, we went to see The Night of the Living Dead. And today, it's laughable. You ever seen The Night of the Living Dead? Now, it's funny. It's really funny. And you laugh at it. Because why? We've been so dense from all the other stuff, the killings and everything else. We look at The Night of the Living Dead. I mean, sister, I'll tell you what. I watched The Night of the Living Dead. Man, I couldn't sleep. Had all the lights on in the house. I went and seen Dracula. One time, we went as a little boy. I seen that thing, and I seen Frankenstein. I left all the
Before you were saved.
Before I was saved, and I mean, I left all the lights on in the house. I covered up tape around my neck so that they couldn't bite my neck. I mean, today it's laughable because of the movies they put out. Hollywood's putting more and more stuff up. Why? They know something's coming. They advertised on the TV, the Talking Dead.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead and the Talking Dead. And you know what it's all about? They're coming after people to bite them and to eat them. That's what it's about. And if they bite you, you die, and then you become a walking dead. And you know, the Bible talks about one day there's going to be some people come out of the graves. They're going to come out of the grave, but they ain't going to walk around the earth.
That's right.
Now, Sam Gipp believes that when the rapture takes place, it's just like Jesus was on this earth for 40 days and 40 nights. He believes that there's going to be some people come up after rapture. If it is true that people after rapture takes place and people that have been dead for years, say,
no one's going to care. They watch it all the time.
Yeah. For 2,000 years, they're going to come up out of the grave and walk around and talk to their relatives, or great, 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 great grandkids. That would be funny to watch. People would be jumping off buildings trying to get away from it. But the Bible says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God or not, because many false prophets are going out into the world. There's going to be false prophets. And they're filled with unclean spirits. And the Bible talks about in Revelation, go over Revelation chapter, I think it's 3, Revelation 3. Talks about every foul spirit, somebody, about the church. I think it was the church there, every foul spirit. Where is that? Revelation 3, I believe. Maybe it's Revelation 2. Go to Revelation chapter 2 and look at verse 12. It says, to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, these things saith he that hath the sharp sword with the two edges. I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. That's not it. I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, eat things sacrificed on the idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans. That's not what I was looking for, but I was looking for something else. Anybody find it? 17? Go to Revelation 17. Maybe that's what it is. Verse 17. Verse 17 says, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, to him that overcometh, while I give the eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone. No, that's not it. Where? Chapter 18, verse 2. Let's go to chapter 18, verse 2. Alex is looking at his phone, getting another spirit there. 18, verse 2. After these things, verse 1, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having a great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, it has become the habitation, there it is, habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. And it says, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. In the Bible, birds represent things. Birds represent things. It says every foul and every unclean and hateful bird. But it says Babylon the Great is fallen. This is talking about the Catholic Church. It says it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. Religion can have a habitation of unclean spirits, the reason why people don't realize the idea of Satan is to damn as many people as he possibly can. Damn souls to hell. Take God's creation that he made, have them curse him to his face, and defy him of his authority, and stand up to him and tell him to take a hike. I don't want you. That's the whole thing, is to damn people to hell. And Jesus Christ come to seek and to save that which is lost. He came to save life, came to give his own self for our lives, to pay a payment. See, the devil had us. The Bible says, you have the quickened who were dead. You're already dead. If a person's not saved, they're dead as in hell, as good as breathing. If a person's not saved. Because the Bible tells you that in Ephesians 2. Go to Ephesians 2. Look here. Look what it says. Most of this is elementary to most everybody, but this is still, you need to see it. Ephesians chapter 2. The whole deal was over the souls of men. God made Adam and Eve. The devil come down and says, yeah, I'll mess this mess up. And I'll get them to curse God by disobedience. And that's why I want to get into another thing, how unclean spirits come into people, by disobedience. Amen. By you doing your own thing, living your own way, and being saved, being a saved person, living in a disobedient life, and not honoring God with the body God's given you. See, God wants you to give it back to him. I say, Lord, you bought me. I don't even own nothing. You own everything. I'm yours. You're mine. And I give it, whatever I have is yours. Like the little boy giving the lunch to Jesus. He says, you have the quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. You know, Jesus said this. He said, let the dead bury the dead. That's what he told a man one time. They said, well, I got to go bury my father. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. They thought, what kind of person would say something like that? My father died. I'm going to go bury my dad. He said, let the dead bury the dead. You know what he's saying? If a man's not saved, he's already as good as dead. You're sitting in here tonight. You're saved on your way to heaven. You're alive. You're made alive through Jesus Christ. It says, you that are sitting here saved, you have the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past, look what it says, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. The devil had you in control, man. The devil had me in control. He guided my life. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father, will you do? You know who my father was before I got saved? It was the devil himself. Sure. So was yours. Amen. When I got saved, he bought me, paid my sin debt. He says, and set me free. Amen. And why would anybody want to go back and chain themselves back up?
Amen, preacher.
Chain yourself right back up to him. And that's what the devil says. Look at here, God. Look, your child, they still will love me. Yep. Makes me question whether they were his child. Amen. And we do, humans, I mean, Lord knows. They know. It says, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of what?
Disobedience.
See, disobedience will bring you unclean spirit. Amen. Being disobedient to God. It'll bring unclean spirit in your life. Your husband, wife, you know, if the combination or the sequence where God sets it up, husband, wife, children, that sequence gets messed up, unclean, your house is like hell on earth.
Amen.
It'll be a running gun battle, fighting, arguing all the time. And I know some homes that are like that, that's part of this church. This is a running gun battle. It's just quiet. The sequence is messed up. And disobedience brings unclean spirits, arguments, hatred, despising each other. All that stuff goes on. You know what a young couple say, well, you know, I get married, I get me a good woman, I get me a good guy, everything will be fine because we're Christians. But you live a disobedient life, you'll be divorced in a year. All right, we'll have to stop right there. We'll get into more of this next week.